At our February 19th Startup School session, we shifted from the inner game of selling to the outer game of amplification, networks. Startup School, though, is about leverage, and this session focused on one of the highest leverage assets any founder can build, strategic relationships. The message was simple. Your network is not background noise. It is the operating system behind opportunity. And networking is not random. Most students treat networking like it's luck. However, around 85% of professional opportunities flow through relational networks. University affiliations are dramatically more effective for professional traction than friends and family. And you don't need thousands of connections. You need 25 meaningful first-degree connections to unlock the broader alumni graph in a meaningful way. Quality compounds, but quantity distracts. Engineer conversations through curiosity. The most strong founders do not wait for introductions. They manufacture them. Move from passive scrolling to intentional discovery. Use LinkedIn like a search engine. Go to My Network, Connections, and search with filters. Use quotes for exact phrases, combine filters, and stack signals. Suddenly, you're not, quote unquote, reaching out cold. You're a neuroscience major from NYU, reaching out to another neuroscience NYU alum, now in venture. The path matters. One tactic we discussed, LinkedIn profile views, are signals. If someone is consistently viewing your profile, start the conversation. Several investors have turned into real relationships simply because someone noticed the pattern and followed up. Networking is less about charisma and more about pattern recognition. Ask for advice, not answers. Early founders often default to, "Can you invest? Are you hiring? Can you introduce me?" But these are high-pressure asks. So instead, ask for advice. Advice creates emotional investment. When someone gives advice, they want to see it work. You're no longer a random student. You're someone they helped shape. So lead with curiosity, lead with exactly how they can help and how you can help, and make it easy to say yes. And don't forget to always close the loop. If someone gives you guidance, follow up and show them what you did with it. This is how trust compounds and the foundation to real relationships build. Networks unlock the real levers. We looked at patterns across thousands of companies. The founders who break through consistently share four traits: resilience, adaptability, curiosity, and network investment. Funding comes from relationships. First hires come from relationships. And early customers also come from relationships. No one builds alone. But most founders have imposter syndrome. The difference is whether you treat this as a stop signal or as a fuel. Networks help here too. When you surround yourself with builders, ambition feels normal. Right now, the market is shifting. The question is no longer, how do I get a job? It is, how do I become a job? AI and no-code tools are collapsing technical barriers rapidly. Most people are becoming revenue streams directly. The creator economy and startup ecosystem are converging, and your network becomes your distribution. The democratization moment. Traditional venture capital only funds a small fraction of global companies. The gate has always been narrow, but these platforms are now expanding the field. We discussed examples of small, focused communities generating real revenue without traditional gatekeepers. Students teaching pre-med classes, teenagers monetizing niche gaming skills, thousands and thousands of individuals building income streams that would have required infrastructure and capital a decade ago. And universities are leaning in. There are build-a-thons, student entrepreneurship programs, an entire ecosystem forming around peer-to-peer learning and revenue generation. So the opportunity is widening, but networks determine who sees it first. For some practical tools to start now, please scroll down to the article to find the links directly to them. And all of these are not hidden. They are just underutilized. The difference between passive students and active founders is intentionality. Looking ahead. January was asking about sale or for the sale. February was asking for the intro. Both require courage. Both require systems. Both also require a ton of resilience. But if you want to build something real, you can't wait for permission. You have to expand your graph deliberately. You have to create luck by creating connection density. The founders who win are not the loudest in the room. They're the most systematic. So come to the next session ready to widen your graph and ready to ask.